This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Your boy's on top of stuff today. In about 10 minutes, we're giving away Wiz tickets. It's going to be fun. In about an hour and 10 minutes, we're giving away concert tickets. Dropkick Murphys. It's their time of year. If you're into Dropkick Murphys, you like to see them in March. That's the vibe. The Wiz tickets are against the Magic. So if you're into Mickey Mouse or Paulo Banchero, you want to see that game. In about 25 minutes, Ed Werder will join us. Everybody remembers Werder from ESPN. It's going to be a lot of fun. Some shout-outs to handle here. My boy, Dr. Espinel, driving from D.C. to Olney, listening to the program. Appreciate you, Doc. Brian, I hate this news. I have long thought that Tiger Woods' competitive golf era was kind of over. Like real competing for majors, whatever it is. But I have enjoyed him just in this TGL stuff, which people have different opinions on. I've enjoyed it, man. It's something to watch. It's something to watch.
I like it.
In the season where there's nothing to watch. If you put TGL on during football season, probably not watching. But TGL in February, I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the shot clock. I kind of wish the PGA would have a shot clock, but Tiger
it supposedly has one.
Yeah, that's true. You know, it doesn't get called very often.
Yeah.
Tiger announced that he ruptured his Achilles, and
what do you think he was doing? Like, I've been trying to sit here and think. He said he had ramped up his training as he started to get ready. What the hell was he doing to rupture his Achilles?
I don't know.
I know Charlie Casson was just walking and he ruptured his. He wasn't doing nothing, like serious. So it could happen at any time.
Yang ruptured hers playing pickleball.
But all of the other injuries he's had, could that be just a factor where it got super, super tight? And
I think there is so much that has happened with Tiger's lower half. Or hell, his back too, but the amount of injuries sustained on that dude and the amount of training he did as a younger guy and the torque he put on his body, the way he swung. I mean, there's so much to try to
figure this out.
But B, I do think there's another part of this. I think he tries to maintain, whether it's swing speed or just, I mean, he's jacked, right? Like all the things he tries to maintain. He turns 50 this New Year's. I think it's over for him as a competitive golfer. You think Tiger ever goes to the senior tour? I don't.
No. He doesn't have to go to the senior tour. That's the whole thing about it.
A lot of those dudes grind out the cash.
Yeah.
But it's also, I think those, you telling me, what's my man from Germany's name that just wins every tournament with the long putter? Won a Masters.
I know who you're talking about.
Longer.
Bernard, yeah.
Longer enjoys that stuff.
He enjoys it, but
Ernie Els is out there.
Did you ever hear Bernard Longer when he was playing on the other tour?
Yo, he won a Masters. He was good.
But I think most of his stuff has come since he left. He wins like every other week.
Sure. But I think there was a time where I thought Phil would actually go on the senior tour. I think now with Liv and everything else, I don't know if that's happening. I'm honestly asking this. I don't know if you saw this book. I just started. It's like old school master stuff. Jack and Arnie. I don't know this. Did Nicholas ever play on the senior tour?
Not that I know of.
I could see maybe the senior majors, right? You play in the U.S. Senior Open or something.
I don't recall it.
I
don't know either. So
I don't think Nicholas would have ever been grinding out the senior KitchenAid championship in Toledo, Ohio. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I definitely don't think Tiger is. And at this point, I don't think – it just makes me sad because I was enjoying him in TGL. I loved the clip a couple weeks ago. Did you see the clip of him and his daughter's soccer game? And they won the game, and he just went nuts in the crowd. Like, it seems like whatever happened in Tiger's life, I could kind of understand it at least from afar. Like, yeah, of course he kind of had some demons and went crazy. He was arguably the most famous man on the planet for a while.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's hard to live with that spotlight.
And he's been doing that since he was a damn kid.
Right.
When he was, 3 years old, he went on someone's TV show. So it's been like that the whole time. And a lot of times when you put kids' mindset on one thing and they can't do anything else, there's something else in there.
Well, I agree. It felt to me, and I am nothing but an observer on the outside, that Tiger had finally settled into just kind of, he's a dad, he's golfing when he can, he's got a million business interests and all of these things, but like his main focus seemed to be the kids, and he seemed happy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just happy for him.
Well, he could just continue that.
Yeah, but a ruptured Achilles sucks, man.
It does, but you know, one thing about it, you need to be someone who knows how to grind it out to get things back healthy. Well, we know that dude knows how to do it. He'll be focused. He'll get. I just want him to get his stuff and walk, because you watch him, the way he was walking since he's had that accident, I've always felt that
a little funky.
He was carrying,
like
favoring, and that's when the injuries start to happen.
Agreed.
So,
this is bizarre. We mentioned Bernard Longer.
Uh-huh.
He, according to DC Sports Messiah, he recently ruptured his Achilles also.
Wow.
It's just odd. The random senior golfer we brought up. They are going to have the senior.
But he's a workout nut as well.
Not like Gary Player, dog.
Gary Player is what? Gary Player damn near 80-something, and that dude's still fit, man.
Yo, fit.
That dude is fit.
I wonder, they're having the U.S. Senior PGA Championship at Congressional in May, I think. Does Gary Player still play in that?
Nah, he don't still play. He shows up a lot. I don't think he plays anymore.
Who's the favorite? White Brian, see if you track those numbers down for me. But I did want to wish somebody a happy birthday.
Who?
Guess. Somebody you know. Somebody you made mention of this week.
Bro, I know so many damn people.
Somebody. It's Wednesday at 11:42. You mentioned this person to me yesterday, I think.
Pete?
No.
Yesterday?
I think yesterday.
Male or female?
Male. Played for the Burgundy and Gold.
Played for the Burgundy and Gold?
Famous for the Burgundy and Gold. Super Bowl at his position to win a certain award.
Mark Mosley.
Mark Mosley. Happy birthday to Mark Mosley.
Yeah, I saw that. I actually mentioned his birthday was coming up.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you just mentioned it. Coming up at noon, Ed Werder joins the program.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.